Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today continues part two of my interview with Morgan Jackson of Faith Comes by Hearing. Morgan's organization distributes audio Bibles in the mother languages to people groups all over the world, people who cannot or do not read the Bible. And it's just fascinating to have traveled with Morgan and seen the power of God's Word in action. You know, on our recent trip to Africa, I observed the terrible plight of women. Women both young and old. And in many cultures, women experience great abuse and suffering. And as I watched them listen to God's Word, I saw it completely changing and transforming the worldview of some cultures that have experienced evil and darkness for centuries. And I saw how the lives of women are dramatically improved. And I had this small voice whispering in my mind over and over and over. Tell the women in your audience, those who listen to Money Life, that the greatest help they could be to other women, young and old alike, is to give them the opportunity to know God's truth. You know, in one country we visited, it was common practice that young girls are raped before the age of 12. It's a common practice. And the law is no protection for them in the remote villages. But here's what I saw with my own eyes, that God's Word sheds light into dark places, and it convicts the sinner of evil, and it restores the brokenhearted, and it eliminates the shame that they've had in their lives, and it sets them on a new path. It teaches them right relationships between a man and a woman, between a father and a child, between a husband and a wife. And we take that understanding for granted. But when you see a culture that hasn't understood how to walk in the light, and the light is shed brightly into those dark places, women especially are liberated. You know, we're working with Morgan, and Faith Comes by Hearing. As he gets audio Bibles into remote villages, we're also working to get our films into those villages so that God's Word, the dramatized story of God's Word, can speak to the hearts of men and women alike. And I want you to listen today to part two of my interview with Morgan Jackson. It's rebroadcast from when we first spoke back in January. And Morgan's going to share the incredible power of God's Word to transform lives. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Coming up, part two with Morgan Jackson.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I've asked Morgan Jackson to come back again today. Morgan is the International Director of Faith Comes by Hearing, and truly an inspiration to my life, a dear brother in the Lord who shares a common passion with me and so many of you for God's Word. Morgan, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks, Chuck.
You know, Morgan, the verse that just strikes my heart that I think drives both of us is what the Lord said about His own Word. He said in Isaiah, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty,
but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it. And Morgan, one of the things I've learned so much from you is to trust that statement.
Yeah.
That God's word does its work, not my opinion of God's word. And by the way, I like to share my opinion of God's word, but I have grown to trust God's word in and of itself. And you've seen that happen in your ministry. And I want you to share some of the stories that have inspired you of just how alive and active and powerful it is to hear God's word.
Well, probably my first experiences was among the Kunkomba, you know, and their shock when they heard the word of God. God speaks my own language.
And what country is this?
That's northern Ghana, West Africa.
Okay.
And when they listened to the genealogy four and five times and discussed it in great detail, and after 5 years of every village I went to, that's what they did, and the Kabye people actually created a song out of the genealogy. And they go to unreached villages where people have never heard the gospel. They will sing the genealogy of Jesus, and people come to faith in Christ from hearing his genealogy.
And that's almost unheard of in our culture, isn't it?
That's right. But for half the world, the importance is not what you say, but who you are. And to hear a genealogy of a man who can claim his birth all the way back to the first man or woman blows their mind. And so you and I skip that, and yet for half the world, those are the most powerful words. I was sitting among the Kunkomas in the northern end, you know, and you're in a church, no windows, no doors, you know, it's just a dirt floor, little kerosene lantern, you can see about 20 people of the 120. And outside, there's about 120 people milling around, and I'm asking, well, who are they? And the pastor says, oh, those are the animists, the traditional worshipers and Muslims. I'm saying, well, what are they doing outside? He said, oh, nobody wants to miss the stories. Ah, okay. So they push the button, and it's just like, all sound disappears. I mean, nobody twitches for 45 minutes because they enter the story. They're walking with Jesus. They shut the button off, and it's like they come out of the story, and immediately the
questions come. And explain what that means, Morgan, when they enter the story, because it's not like we understand that term.
See, they are actually more Jewish in their thinking. If you look at the scriptures, you know, Jesus was sitting on the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and here comes Moses, Elijah, and Abraham. And so they see all of their ancestors in kind of a circle. They coexist with them. We see them as dead, gone, and they don't have any impact. Hebrews says we are surrounded by this host of witnesses. So when they hear a story in their language, they literally enter the story, and it's as real for them as if it was happening right now. So if somebody's being healed and they're sick, they'll reach out and touch Jesus, and they'll be healed. And that, I mean, I just, every village I go to, that happens. And they'll tell me, Jesus said this to me. I said this to him. Jesus said this to me. And then I did this. And I'm like, doo-doo-doo-doo. Now, after 5-10 years, I just wish I could erase my mind and enter the story with them. So on this day, they'd entered the story, came out, sitting with my Bible. They're not asking me the questions, but here comes the question. Why did Jesus cast the demons out of the demoniac? Didn't he know they'd go into the pigs? I mean, the guy is upset. Somebody else raised their hand. And all you see is eyes. Because, you know, it's a flashlight and it's flashing on them. And the other guy said, oh, the demons asked Jesus for permission. He gave them permission. Everybody, Africans respond. So somebody else over in the corner says, yeah, but did Jesus know that the demons were going to kill the pigs? You know, and everybody's, how? And somebody raised his hand, Jesus knows everything. And everybody's like, he does. And that person over in the corner raises their hand and they go, But did he reimburse the village for the pigs? What happened to the money? And all of a sudden I'm going, okay, I'm looking down, it's 2,000 pigs. Now, he destroyed their whole economy because they herd communally. You know, in the morning you'll see the herder go through and people bring out the 20 and 30 animals from each family. So, I mean, they're intense. And the old men who are illiterate are discussing it back and forth. They stop the conversation. They say, we think we know why Jesus did this. Everybody's like, why? Me too. I'm like, why? They name a man in the village who's insane and demon-possessed. And they say, you know, we would rather that man die than one of our pigs. And everybody's like, of course, he's worthless. It's a street person. They go, that's right. So Jesus was trying to show us that the value of one man's soul is worth more to him than our whole economy. And so you begin to understand that they've taught me so much. My hardest and greatest experience was early in our ministry when I was in Bolivia. We spent like 3 years recording a Bible there. It cost us $150,000. I was just saying, we can't do this. We got to stop this. And missionaries were saying, hey, these people speak Spanish. But the Bible Society says they need it in Quechua. So I go, we sent 500 audio Bibles, and it only takes one because they all listen in community. And I go to the pastor and say, oh, hey, do you get that Quechua? Yeah. He said, hey, what about the Spanish one we sent you, though? Did that work? Well, he said, nobody speaks Spanish. I said, well, what language did you preach in? Oh, Spanish. I thought you said nobody understood it. He said, oh, yeah, but that was the language we thought God spoke. And so even though nobody understood it, that's what I preached. I said, well, what happened when the Quechua Audio Bible came? Oh, talked about all the change and the growth of the church. But then he made a comment. He said, you know, when the people hear Quechua, they weep. And I went, wow. So I said, well, what story? Your stories cause them to weep. And he said, oh, it's the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Go to the next church. Same kind of transformation. Nobody speaks Spanish. What story or stories cause the people to weep? The story of the woman with the issue of blood, he tells me. I'm shocked. So I turn to my translator, who's Spanish, and I said, why? He's clueless. He's not Indian. So I go to 5 more villages, each village. And so I began to ask, why that story? What do they ask? What is the questions? Because the listening groups, there's always this time of question. What questions do the people ask? And the pastor said, oh, they just sob, and they hold their hearts, and they say, my heart hurts. My heart hurts. Why does my heart hurt?
Well, Morgan, I want to hear the answer to that question as well, but we got to take a break. I want you to stay tuned and hear the power of God's Word. This is an amazing story. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back with more from Morgan Jackson.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the 4 critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Morgan, when we left off, you were in the middle of a powerful story of what God's Word can do when people hear it in their mother language.
Yeah.
And you were telling about these villagers who were hearing God speak for the first time through His Word, through the Bible, in their own language, and their hearts were hurting. And you couldn't understand what was happening because the story of the woman with the issue of blood was impacting them deeply.
Yeah.
Why that story, Morgan?
Well, I know now, but I didn't know then. And I just remember being in the village and crying out to the Lord, saying, Lord, you got to help me here. And as I cried out, it was like the Lord began to bring all of the experiences I'd had together. I'd learned that people, oral people, cannot separate themselves from a story. I'd read a study in India, and my own experience had bore it out, that if it's in their language, they'll enter the story, and without thinking, if there's somebody in the story they identify with, they'll join them. A guy by the name of Romulo Sanye, who is a friend of mine, that was a Quechua in Peru, had talked about how when the Shining Path were killing the pastors, that many of the people had fled the mountains because they were being killed, their pastors were being killed, and they came to Lima. And he said, we had no place to meet. So the Christians would go to the Spanish churches and say, may we use your church on a Sunday afternoon or a Tuesday when you're not using it because we have no place to meet. And he said, we were told, no, you're animals. You stink. You have diseases. You have bugs. He said, a few let us, but within a week or two, the Spanish people in the church would find out, and they would drive us out. They'd say, we don't want those dirty, filthy Indians with diseases sitting on our chairs. When I'd entered Bolivia, the Bible Society, to give me an understanding of the problems of the Quechua and their mind attitude had explained that it was in 1965, after almost 500 years of Spanish rule, that the Indians were told that they had a soul. It was actually ruled that the Indians have a soul. And all of a sudden I understood. For 500 years they had been said, you're animals. You don't have a soul. God only speaks Spanish. He doesn't know your dirty language. And one day in their village, the word of God comes in Quechua. And they begin to hear Jesus speak their language. And the churches began to fill up with people. And hope began to birth in their hearts at the first time that God might receive them. And then they got to Mark 5, where a woman with an issue of blood, who in their culture is unclean and can't touch anybody, begins to weave her way through a crowd. And without thinking, they joined her. And when she snuck up behind Jesus and touched him, they snuck up and touched him. And something happened in their body. And when Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? They cried out in fear because they thought he was going to say, you dirty Indian, get your hands off me. But instead he said, daughter, daughter, your faith has made you woman. And then they just hold their hearts and they began to sob and say, my heart hurts. My heart hurts. Why does my heart hurt? And the pastor said all they had to do was open up the altars and say, your heart hurts because Jesus has walked by you. And that was the story that was bringing the Quechuas to Jesus. And it was in that moment that I went, oh. And I realized half the world thinks that God's forgotten them. We bring them a Bible and we laugh when we hear they're tearing pages out of it and eating it. But see, they know in their heart that man can't live by bread alone. But they can't read the pages, and so in desperation, they're tearing them out, and they're putting them in the soup. We don't know it when they get a Bible, and they lay their head down it at night to ward away evil spirits. And so I see, you know, Wycliffe translating the Bible, and I cheer them on, because I can't record a single Bible till Wycliffe, the seed company, the Bible Society, is done with their work. And once they're done, then now we can bring the Word of God, word for word, faithful in their language. Morgan, but that's why you and I got to get our acts together.
Morgan, you were inspired by this brother to bring the Word of God to the Quechua. Yep. And tell us what happened, Romola, and why you're so driven to this mission.
Well, it was in 1992, I was in South Africa, and my wife called me and said, Romola's been killed. And he had to go see his people. He was in Lima, but his people lived in the high Andes Mountains. And so he thought he could sneak in, you know, drive in at night. And he found his people in the village, you know, they were sleeping in caves at night. The women were and children. Many of the men had been killed. They were orphaned. They were just, and so he brought food, he brought clothes, prayed with them. He was just torn. And then left early in the morning. But the shining path, somebody had been in the village, and they told. And so on the way out, their vehicle was stopped. He, his brother, his uncle, and his cousin were pulled out. And then they were shot in front of his father. His father pleading, let me take my son's place, let me take my son's place. And they refused. And when I got the call, my brother Clay was with me. And Clay's not one of these guys that prays aloud, sings aloud. You know, he's one of those non-exhibitionist type. And as we were on our knees weeping, my brother began to pray. And he said, devil, you just made the biggest mistake you've ever made. Because we will not stop until every language of every person in the world has been recorded. And every person, like Romolo asks, for his own people, will have a chance to hear God's word in your own language. And so there was a sense of the blood of Romolo is kind of a foundation stone in my own life and in the life. I just remember him playing the flute, you know, and teaching my children Quechua songs in the back seat.
And the blood of the martyrs are the seeds of the church.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, Morgan, God has given you favor. You're now in how many countries, how many languages have you distributed the Word of God to?
We have 341 languages, represents 4.5 billion people. This next year we'll record, it takes about 6 months, but we have about 60-some teams in the field. We'll record a new language every day and a half next year, 230 languages.
Well, Morgan, when we come back, I want to talk about how our listeners can take part in this mission with you to get God's word to the ends of the earth. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. And Morgan, as we left off, I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you and how God's used you to inspire me in two ways. One is to have absolute confidence in God's Word. God's Word does its work, and we can trust it. In all of your stories, you're not talking about somebody who had any training whatsoever. They simply played God's Word in a mother language and witnessed the power of the Holy Spirit to draw people unto the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so motivated by that. And secondly, I'm motivated to see God's Word spread to the ends of the earth. You were a guest at our Poverty Summit some years ago, and I've never been the same. And I hope that our listeners will take advantage to be a partner with you, and faith comes by hearing, to take on the most important task in the world today, which is exalting the Word of God to its rightful place, to spread it to the ends of the earth, Morgan. And I appreciate what you're doing. I thank you for sharing those incredible stories today. And I hope our listeners put it as a top priority in 2009 to join you in what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, Chuck, you know, one of the things that I've been blessed by is your passion to get Crown to minister to the 50% of the world that's illiterate. So they can't use the normal materials that your listeners do, the workbooks. They don't know how to read and write. And so you're almost Herculean effort, you know, to put it into a video format and to start working on forming partnerships with Jesus Film, Campus Crusade. So when they're out there with their videos showing the film, these films that you've provided add the bullets into their gun. You know, you don't have to reproduce what's already going on. And so, you know, I'm praying for you guys that this continues, and that, because it's just powerful.
Well, you know, I realized if you're getting God's Word into their hands where they can listen to the Scripture, they can listen to the whole Scripture, what I wanted to do is come alongside and emphasize those stories that would increase the generosity of the local church, so that as the church was planted, it could grow and spread, and that we could truly start a movement through God's Word of reaching the poor and the illiterate, and planting churches that would last, fruit that would remain. And you and I took ourselves out of the equation, Morgan. It wasn't about Chuck's teaching or Morgan's teaching. It was about exalting God's Word. You're doing it in audio form. You're the world's foremost expert on that topic. We're doing it now in visual form and working together. There's no telling what God's going to do because of the power of His Word. So I thank you, Morgan. I thank you for sharing with our audience. Tell them one more time how they can get in touch with Faith Comes by Hearing, and then they can download that audio Bible themselves.
Two things. Go to faithcomesbyhearing.com. Download it free, any Bible you want. If you want to do a text, go to 80672. Text to that number, 80672, the word Bible. If you want it in Spanish, Biblia. And all of those are free.
Morgan, love you, brother.
Thank you, Chuck. Love you.
You've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back again with you next time.